This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Alrighty, there's really no other way to put it. 49ers Chiefs, it's the biggest game of the week. It's the biggest game in the NFL this year, up to this point. Super Bowl rematch.
Oh, no doubt.
It's the one that was circled on calendars for a long time, and we are approaching Sunday, Goo. 125 Levi Stadium, Chiefs Niners, for all the... Well, for a lot of marbles.
Yeah.
A lot of marbles.
The marbles upstairs for the Niners, right? And Burkhart and Brady will be on the call. But I'll just say this. Just do me this favor, this solid. Today, I'm going to act like I'm on the Niners. And I'm going to tell you all, if I had a jersey, what this game would mean to me. And the fact, Stani, that over the last 5 to 6 years, this team has owned you. Fred Warner, the captain, or one of them, your heart and soul, says, I've never beat that team. We've come damn close. We could have altered history. He didn't say it, but I was taking it that way. But Stani, damn, man, this is for the marbles upstairs. You want to lay an L on the Chiefs, and the fact that they're undefeated and they haven't played their best football, who cares? To be the team to lay the first L on them, you want to do that. You can't run from it. And I don't think the Niners are. You're right. Is the season over technically? No. But damn it, they beat you twice. You want to just extract some Kevin Costner, man, some revenge.
What
I'm going to retire that line because people know me. I've been using that a lot.
Well, what is this game? What do you want it to mean to the Niners? I mean, I'm going to play this one right off the bat, and we're playing this one a few times today.
We'll see.
No, we will.
We'll see.
This is Kyle Shanahan. He's asked about
Kyle.
You know, you've lost a couple big ones to this team, so you pay attention to the Super Bowl. You're looking at game film of the first 5 games of this year. Is it still haunting you? Do you want it to haunt him?
Yeah, I think everyone understands that we've lost the 2 Super Bowls to them. So, I mean, that can give a little post-traumatic stress when you turn on the tape, but I think that's human nature. But you got to make sure you don't get caught up in that. You know, this game has nothing to do with past games. That was last year. We're playing at a really good AFC opponent. We're 500 right now. We want to stay atop of our division and get a win. You think about that stuff going into it, but in terms of what it plays out in a game, it really has no correlation, and you try to make sure that it doesn't.
It has no correlation, and you try to make sure it doesn't. Do you want, if I said to you, Goo, do you want Kyle Shanahan to have stayed up at night over the last 4 to 6 months thinking about the Kansas City Chiefs? How would you answer that?
You know me, Stani, yes. And that's just, and again, he even if he had done that, I know he's going to give that political answer, but yes. And if I were him, I would lay in bed thinking about, man, sipping some bourbon or some yak, thinking about, man, not only once, but twice, we lost to the same team, which is now a dynasty. We're responsible in a sense of it being a dynasty. And I could have did some things different, some different calls. So I guess in a, you know what I'm saying, Stani, in a perfect world, I would lay in bed thinking about it because it's the same team.
See, here's the way I look at it. And, let's say you were in a relationship, all right?
Yeah.
You had a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And, something happened. And you just can't get over it.
Infidelity. I've been there.
I don't know if it's infidelity or not.
Well, just that's the hardest one.
Just didn't work out.
Okay.
Just didn't work out.
Yeah.
And
were
so,
you ever hard?
And so... You get broken up with and you pine and you mourn and you pine and you mourn and you kick yourself and you think, I've done something different.
Call in sick to work.
Don't you get it, Goo?
Yeah.
When you do that, you can't move on.
Mm.
You can't. So in the best interest of the San Francisco 49ers, they've got to wipe it away.
They've got to wipe it away.
Then I'm talking about the loss of the Super Bowl last season.
So you think right now as a collective, because everybody on the 53-man roster was not on the roster last year or 2019, you think when they see those Chiefs helmets and warm-ups or just this week, and that's why I appreciate the Niners this season talking about Super Bowl, the bust, Kittle, Warner, you don't think there's mental residue of who it is that they're playing, even though we know the season has a bunch of weeks left, Steiny. It's just human nature. Like, it's that team that prevented us from winning. And now they're a modern-day dynasty. Are you going to call a different play to start the game? No, Matt, I'm not telling you that. But I can't pretend or fake it that this is just another game for the Niners. If they lose, worst case scenario, you got Dallas. You own them, right? Then it becomes a must-win, whatever. But, Steiny, at what point are you going to send a message to that team? If we see you again in the bayou, we'll be coming off a bye because you'll have that week. Like, the Niners are too good for a team to have their number during this run. How about that?
I think
that's where I'm at. It just came out.
I think there's a chance that this game, regardless of the outcome, is destined to be frustrating. If you lose it, it's going to be
we just can't beat
a cloak over the season. And if you are progressing toward the playoffs, we're all going to know that if the Chiefs are at the end of it, you've never beaten them.
Huh?
By the same token, we're all smart enough football fans to know that if the Niners win on Sunday, it doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot.
But
in the grand scheme of things, and 49er fans are smart enough, and any NFL fan is smart enough to know, you can't win the Super Bowl Sunday, nor can you win last year's Super Bowl Sunday. So you got to go out, try to win the game. And if you win it, all it is great. That's it. And now you start all over against the Cowboys.
I'm not mad at you, but, you know, let's put the right on the table. Brought to you by ATCO. I sent Billy a text. He hadn't texted me back, Steiny.
Well, that's a first.
I got a friend that's in need of his services. So the Niners have struggled this season, and there's a litany of reasons why, injuries, but we saw the debacle that was Arizona, and they got off the mat, beat Seattle. This win, if they were to get it, would be two in a row. You got your little brother coming to town on national TV the week after in the Dallas Cowboys. So you possibly could be setting yourself up to win three in a row, 5-3, headed into the bye if it's just about this year. And obviously it is. So, Steiny, it's more than just the Chiefs. Because if you lose this, here we go again. You're under 500, and then you'll probably beat. You know what I mean? Like, what better way to show the world we're back on track and it being the Chiefs? So I feel like it's the Ernie Banks, the doubleheader, the two for one.
888-957-9570. Here's what I was thinking about today is we're listening to all the quotes from the players and the coaches, and we're trying to decipher what they think of this game and how meaningful it is. And of course it's a meaningful game because there's only 17 of them, but yet it is the Chiefs, a team that's had your number and this, that, and the other thing. I'm more interested in how important is this game to you, the fan? Because again, I think fans are smart enough to know they can't avenge last year's Super Bowl loss with a win.
Can't you make it feel a little better, though?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking 49er fans. See, if I were a 49er fan, you're damn right I want to win this game.
All right.
But I also know that in the grand scheme of things, you're going to have to beat them again if they're there. And so then what will this game have meant?
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod. That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.